This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grab a night. All right, man. So before we get into everything that's going on this offseason, what was your equivalent of summer league when you came in? Because I don't think Vegas was a thing. I don't think Orlando was quite a thing. So, like, what was summer league for Brevin Knight coming into the league?
Man, it was a lot less fanfare than what it is now. And at that point, it was strictly just guys getting together to play basketball. We had very few fans. We went to my summer league. We went to, I think we were in Atlanta playing there for summer league at a little school in a gym where it was just pretty much get after it with a bunch of executives around, a couple of other people watched. But the fanfare and what it is today, it's a world of its own.
Yeah, it certainly is. From a bigger picture, before we dive into sort of the summer league itself, how would you just describe the summer and the offseason, what the Grizz have done, trading away Desmond Bane, sort of retooling, drafting Cedric Howard? Just what's your assessment of everything that has happened the last month and a half?
I thought what they've done a good job of is by being able to make moves that keeps them competitive, but also with an eye towards the future. For all of these teams, that's your goal is how can we be competitive to win right now, but still put ourselves in a position to have some type of longevity to win. And I thought they did a good job of creating the flexibility by trading Dez. And I thought it was a trade that worked well on both sides. And whenever there's a trade, that's all you can hope for. And then with the free agent moves, we're getting Landell and getting Ty Jerome. I thought those were to go along with KCP that was in the trade. It was nice to get veterans. And then you go out and draft some young guys who have talent. But we also had a couple of young guys on our team who were going to take some steps forward. So I think they've done a good job of putting them in a position to continue to win, but also having some future assets.
With that, Brevin, and like you talked about, sort of, I mean, you have to try to find new ways to win here around Ja and Jaren, and you kind of discussed it. You know, you've opened up some flexibility, but should we be prepared in that for maybe a step back in the immediate? I mean, you talked about it. You know, Desmond Bane had proven himself, especially offensively. And we realized there were defensive limitations, but you knew what you were. You'd been a two seed for a couple of times. There's an opportunity to maybe work around the fringes, but you decide to move on from that. So what I'm asking is, I guess we've kind of talked about it here. It feels like a new window where you've gotten younger, right? Maybe at a time, you've gone a different way. What are you sort of expecting, and how fast does it have to happen if you're taking a step back in the immediate?
Well, I think it's the reason why it can be viewed as a step back is because how good the rest of the West is. Mm-hmm. So I think that plays as much of a factor and anything as the moves. And there's been a complete change. There's a new coaching staff, so there's going to be somewhat of a philosophy change. And in that, you want to have the players that sort of fit what he would like to do and the staff would like to get done, but also keep an eye towards where else you can go. And so I don't think that there is so much a step back. I think there is winning in a different way. Expectations can still be there. But because the league and especially the West is so good, of course, those championship expectations become impacted by the rest of the West.
You were very excited. You were caught on camera, very excited about the Cedric Coward selection. I don't think you were on the desk twerking. I think you did stop short of that. but you were certainly excited. Can you just sort of break down what excites you and intrigues you about that draft pick there and Cedric Coward at 11?
Well, what it is I think he fits the mold of what Grizzly players are in that. There is a level of skill there, but there's the want to continue to prove who he is. And that with the skill, you talk about the measurables that you're able to see, but I think it's the immeasurables that are big for him, that were big for a Jalen Wells, that was big for Desmond Bain, that was big for when Dylan Brooks was second-round pick. Or, now they, of course, a higher pick, but expectations – were not high of him being there until later as things went about. And so, but I just think he has the tangible things that they need in terms of the length at the wing position. He has a defensive mindset, but he also has the ability to knock down the shot. And I don't, the offensive side is something that will have to come along because you're playing alongside some of the best players he's ever played with before. But the mentality of how he approaches the game is something that it fits very well with having another young guy who's mature for his age.
What have you thought, Brevin, about G.G. Jackson's first couple of games and what we needed to see from him? And I mean, and he, you know, to his credit, volunteered, hey, I want to go. I want to be in summer league. This isn't something he was pushing back on. So in terms of what you needed to see from him, a guy who's still young, but his maturity's always been questioned, and certainly that was one of the key things last year in terms of losing some of that playing time, was coming off of an injury. What have you thought of what he's done so far in summer league?
Well, the biggest thing I wanted to see was the word that you said was his maturity, and what did that look like? And it's not just how you carry yourself, but what's your basketball maturity look like? Have you learned from past mistakes and past situations? And I think in these first couple of games, we've seen that because – the one thing is there is no longer the settling for just perimeter threes. There is no longer just worrying about what happens to you on the offensive end. There's a more willingness to make plays for other guys. And then the consistent effort on the defensive side has been there to go along with his hustle. And so I think we always know, Gigi, when you sit down and talk to him, you're not going to find a kid who is going to be more true to who he is in that point and is always going to be on point in that situation. It's like when you get on the floor, you need to see that consistency and a level of maturity. And we've seen it in the games. His attack of the rim has been fantastic. And I always like for guys like him to look different than on the floor. And that is what he has done a good job of. So, very impressive, and we need – it's a still for this team a need of size, length, and athleticism at the wing position with skill, and that's what he has.
And then I'd almost be remiss if we didn't spend some time on Jalen Wells. You could ignore a question because – you know, it's the other side of the coin, Brevin. He shows so much maturity. He always seems to get it, and so it doesn't feel like there's a challenge other than, hey, man, he's just got to be out there more, and let's see how far he can rise. Just where does that – I mean, and it's been there. We saw it all last season. That maturity, he's continued to show it in these games. I mean, you just see more and more with Jalen Wells. What's the ceiling, I guess, is the question I'd ask you on Jalen Wells.
I think for Jalen Wells, it is just continuing to be who he is. and that will lead to wins, and that'll lead to a steady basketball player. It's almost very much so like Shane Battier, where it's like, what do you expect them to do more? No, I expect them to do that, because when they do that, we win. And it's impactful in so many areas that are in the box score, but a lot of it is out of the box score. So the difference between Gigi and, to me, and the difference with Jalen Wells is Gigi has all of these tools that you're still figuring out how to put them together. Yeah. And when you put them together, it's like, damn, this is something that can be really special. Jalen Wells is steady. It's already put together. It's just about honing those things even more, knocking down threes at a higher clip, ball handling-wise, being solid and being able to just be an alternative if you need it to initiate offense. But then just keep doing all of the other things. So I think there are two different ends of the spectrum, but both that are necessary for this team. And for like I said, for Jalen, this is more so to let you know that your wrist is okay to play competitive basketball. Right. And you don't have to worry, even though he said many times in interviews that it's not a worry for him, but you still want to see it in action. And so I think that's what this allows.
We're talking to Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, Memphis Grizzlies analyst on the FanDuel Sports Network. You know, Brevin, we didn't really get the full season of Tuomas Iisalo's system, of his principles, of all the things that, you know, he wants to do. He was thrown in there and, you know, adjusted on the fly. We're seeing a little bit of it, obviously, in summer league. Some of these players will not be getting major minutes on the roster. But from what you've seen, the little glimpses, what do you make of his style and what you're seeing in summer league from him?
Well, it's very, very similar to what we heard at the end of the year in terms of how fast they want to play. I think it's control chaos is kind of how they would like to play the game, and that's on both ends of the floor. Now, the reality is I'm not expecting Ja Morant to be picking up 94 feet. I'm not expecting Jaren Jackson Jr. to be ball pressure 94 feet, but you are wanting to set a precedent for everyone else in terms of what the expectation will be for all of the role players. Your star guys, yes, you expect for them to compete at a high level, not in the same way as how role guys have to do all of the dirty work stuff. And so what we've been able to see is with the players that you have, you can do all of that. Pressure up the floor, good job of helping. One of the things I've noticed on the defensive side, which I always thought was one thing I thought they could be better in, is in their help defense position, they're up higher. They're not as low, so you're not having to help deep into the paint as much, and now those rotations are longer when you're trying to get back to the three-point line. And then on the offensive end, the spacing has been there, and it's just been a credit that even in these two games, guys just getting together, that they're still playing with and for one another. You don't see the hero ball, and so I think more than just the style, that'll keep rounding itself out. But it's the message is getting across because you're seeing unified basketball from the Grizzlies.
On that style question of Iisalo's, we know one thing he wants, and he's made it pretty clear. You move on from Jay Huff and you bring in Jock Landale, that you want that center that can play that Edie style, right? Create the space for Ja. Are you okay with the center depth, you know, that position? You know, we realize, you know, Jaren can move over Brandon, we know that, but for that style that Iisalo wants to play, are we good with Edie and with Landale?
Yeah, I think Landale, he's a veteran guy that's been there before, and he's a multi-talented big, but he's a hustling big, and so that's, you know, they needed somebody who can do a good job in terms of setting screens, rolling to the basket, but the rebounding was going to be huge. And he gives you size at that position. And so I like it's one of these mid-veteran guys who still has the energy to get up and down. The body has not been taxed by a lot of minutes, but he's been in a lot of situations. So that can be a positive. And he'll understand what his role is. It's not like you're getting a guy who's going to come in here and think that I'm competing for the starting role over Zach Edey. Like, no, I can hold it down until he gets back, and I'm going to be the backup to come in and do things to help this team win. So I think you hope that that works out in that way. You heard Brandon Clark is able to come back and be himself. Of course, Jarrence can slide down. Bagley is still around, if I'm not mistaken. And so I think that you had to sign a big, and they did that. And by signing a really good option, then I think they've covered themselves pretty well until Zach can get back.
And then lastly, Brevin, appreciate your time as always. When you look out in the West, outside of obviously what the Grizz have done, whose moves have you liked the most this summer?
I really like what Houston did.
Yeah.
You get an opportunity to get a Kevin Durant, and you're in a win now mode, and you still have some young guys in Şengün that is still there. Jabari Smith is still there. The Thompson, one of the twins. I never know which one is which. I'm in, which team. You gave up, yes, with a very good talent in Jalen Green. It didn't come to fruition in the playoff run, which they really needed it to. And so you say, well, we still got some other young guys who can help, and we can get a Kevin Durant. I think that puts them in a really big move in the West. And listen, Oklahoma City, you don't count them out. But I thought Houston's move was big in terms of they're pushing to win right now.
No doubt about it. Brevin, you're the man. Appreciate
this
as always.
Thank you so much, brother.
Man, always good talking to y'all. You know how to get in touch with me when you need me.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Have a great
you, man.
One, man. Thanks.
All right.
He is Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, here on the show. We'll come back. Jason and John on Eternal FM. Yes, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.